Hi, and welcome to More Than Friends, a podcast about the lives of women who love other women. I'm Diane, your host, and in this episode, I'll be chatting with Martine and Emma about their journey of self-acceptance. Many of you will know Martine as a popular local radio presenter who recently proposed to Emma on April Fool's Day. Together, Martine and Emma have taken on being one of Malta's few gay couples in the limelight. In the first part of this episode, I'll be chatting with Martine and Emma about their coming out stories, to themselves, their loved ones, and the public. Hope you enjoy the episode. Hi, ladies. Welcome to the show. How are you feeling, Emma, Martina?
Super excited. I've never done anything like this. But today, Martina and Yosef managed to convince me.
I'm really happy that this is happening. I never thought that I'd manage to convince Emma to do such an interview, which is great.
So you guys make up one of the only, if not the only, out LGBT couple, lesbian couple in the media locally.
I don't even think we knew this.
Oh, well, no.
It's probably you're making
new
us
information.
Making us realize this.
Well, I remember seeing stuff on social media about you guys and just thinking like, wow, I think this really is the only couple out there online in the media landscape, because obviously there are plenty of couples who are on Instagram and on social sharing their lives. If you had to think back to your past selves, do you think you 10 years ago would have ever imagined that this would be what your life would look like now?
No, from my end, for sure not. I was obviously never thought that I would actually accept and come out to myself, let alone to my family, friends, and obviously in the media, with obviously in front of everyone. So I would never have imagined myself to be here doing this interview 10 years ago. To my younger self.
Emma?
No, neither would have I imagined this. But like now, looking back, you know, at the state or the place I am in, like such a happy place, so accepting of myself, and in this super happy, obviously, relationship, engaged. So I never expected it, but obviously I am so, so happy looking back at our journey, basically.
Exactly. And even that you got engaged online, kind of. There was this thing and everyone was like, oh my God, this engagement. Going back to your past selves, Martina, what was your coming out experience like, as you said, accepting yourself?
I don't think there was a specific moment. So if I had to go back and try and understand when I came out to myself, I would say it was more a little bit of a process. So there was you start understanding certain things about yourself, question, you're experimenting, then there's the realization process. And then obviously later on, in my case, after a number of years, there was the acceptance moment. It was scary because the people you see around you, the norm, let's not say the norm, the culture narrative of loving someone is two people of different genders. So in my case, I was falling in love with someone of the same gender. So I was very close to a friend, a girl at the time, and it was a little bit more of a friendship, more than a friendship. And obviously I was questioning, are these feelings valid? Is it just a phase? I think a lot of people go through that. Is it just a phase? So you don't want to tell anyone about it, because if it's just a phase, then what will happen after I tell people? So you let time pass. This sort of thing lives with you, and it gets harder and harder until you start trying to understand, realizing and accepting yourself, I would say. But eventually when... how can I put it? With when you start realizing, in my case, there was a situation. So I was in this relationship, as I just said, and after a number of years, a couple of years, this relationship ended. And because nobody knew, it was very hard for me on my own to be going through this hard time of not being with this person any longer, to sort of go through this breakup alone. So I had to tell my friends, I had to tell my family. And especially my mother. So my mother always had this very, very close relationship with my mother. I'd tell her everything. every detail. Thank God it's back. Because during this time where I was going out with this person, I felt very alone because I was keeping this thing away from her. And it wasn't something that was normal between me and my mother. Because I would tell her everything that these few years... I felt very distant. I felt very alone, which made it harder for me. So in a way, thankfully, I would say when this relationship ended and I had to sort of confront my mother and I really felt I needed her support. So I went and I had to tell her, listen, Ma, you know, I've been in this relationship. We're not together any longer. And it was amazing because she was really there for me and she was really understanding. For her, I think the hardest part was seeing me go through a hard time. So I don't think the hard part, because she was very, very open-minded. She was very loving. But seeing me sort of being heartbroken, I would say, was very difficult for her to see, oh my God, my daughter kept the secret away from me for some time. Oh my God, my daughter's going through a little bit of a hard time. And I think that is what made it hard for me when coming out to my mother. Then obviously my mother had to tell my father, so there wasn't me telling my father. That was the easy
crisis
part.
Averted.
I think same like
that
you,
was
no?
The same thing with me. As in my mother, I made my mother tell my father. So I think it happens that quite often. But in my case, I think the first time I had deeper feelings, let's say more than friendship for a girl, was first year sixth form. And then the battle, the internal battle was so, so real, because until I actually admitted it one to myself or actually told someone myself, I loved girls, it was around 6 to 7 years later.
Wow. So from sixth form to your mid-20s,
yes.
Basically.
So it took ages. The biggest challenge is, I would definitely say, is accepting yourself. It's not the coming out part is definitely scary to other people. But I think the coming out to yourself, let's say, is the biggest challenge. So for these 6 or 7 years, I completely denied it to myself. And I just kept saying, you know, no, it was a phase. It was like Tina said, it was a phase. And then, you know, when you accept yourself, I feel, and when you really admit, okay, I do like girls, like you finally say the words, I'm a lesbian.
it's hard
to
say
yourself that. When you actually do that, those things, you know, I think then you say, okay, I can come out to other people. I'm not saying it's not scary and there isn't the fear, but you kind of have this acceptance for yourself that you don't fear the consequences to a certain point. You said, I'd rather be true to myself and say and be happy, you know, and face any consequences, let's say, because you don't know how people are going to react, then I mean, lie to myself and not be true and happy to myself kind of thing. So for me, it took, I mean, an extremely long time. And please note that I'm one of the lucky ones. I mean, I was brought up surrounded by family and friends who just literally wanted me happy and healthy. I knew it. So that is something I knew. But I was still terrified, you know, and I still kept the secret for 7 whole years. And then I remember, you know, my best friend, she supported me. She made me call my mother to come and pick me up. I remember we went to Exiles. My mother picked me up, went to Exiles in the car park. We're like very badly, I think, smoking one cigarette after another back when my mother smoked. And I think she was like smoking 2 per second. She actually thought that I dropped out of school, so probably she was relieved to hear that was not the case.
You gained, that's not the case.
Exactly, exactly. And then her aunt was actually, you think I haven't known for these 7 years?
Wow.
She's like, I knew for these 7 years, but, you know, she's like, I seeked advice from professionals as well. She's like, I wanted to give you the space to come out kind of on your own terms, like...
So spending all those years with all that fear and loneliness, I mean, is it worth it?
Well, in hindsight, I feel freer. I'm true to myself. I'm much happier today. And I ask myself, why did I put myself through that? As I said, I think it's because there is this narrative you see around it that you think it's not the norm. What would people think? What would people say? How will I be able to be accepted by the people that love me the most? So that is the biggest fear. But then when you do it, and just the same as Emma, I mean, the love that I had around me, the acceptance. I mean, then I started telling my friends one after the other, and it was fine. Auntie were joking about it, and they were asking me things. So you did this, not the normal stuff.
My favorite question, kind of question.
What question? And the ones you hate. But and then you realize, wow, you start feeling this heavy weight that you've been carrying for so long, being taken off, you're relieved, you're feeling you're freer, you're more true to yourself. And I started realizing that even my other parts of myself, other parts of my personality were being taken away from me just because I was living with this little bit of a secret, you know, for so long. But then when you're open, when you're true to yourself, you feel, oh my God, okay, Martina's back. I'm back. I know I felt good. I felt happy. And we hadn't met yet at this point.
No.
No, because I started it slowly. I was still a little bit. So when we did meet, which was on this trip to Cambodia, we did some voluntary work.
I know two Maltese met in Cambodia.
I still was going through. So I had told my parents and I had told a few friends, but work didn't know yet. So it wasn't like I wasn't super open as yet on AI. I wasn't saying anything yet. So basically when we met, we became really close, and you were really open. I wasn't open, so Emma kind of knew about me, but I didn't.
Exactly, I knew, but not from her.
I see, okay.
And obviously I used the same advice as my mother told me, and I let her come out to me on her own terms, and I did not mention anything. But no, in hindsight, I think if you weigh out kind of two things, okay, it's either not coming out to your friends and family because you fear that you won't be accepted. In our case, we're extremely lucky, but I mean, in other people's cases, I'm sure it happens that they are not accepted. So it's either facing the consequences, but you're going to be happy with yourself and you're not going to be living a lie, or you're going to be keep your friends and family close just not to risk kind of their reaction and losing them. But then, I mean, you're not going to be true to yourself and you're not going to be happy and you're going to be living a lie. So I think even if you weigh up, it's not easy, because in hindsight, obviously, I would have just done it straight away, not waited 7 years. But if you just even weigh those out, you know, I think the best option for your happiness and for your, you know, success in life and so on would be going for, you know, facing the consequences and seeing, you know, if, what comes out of it, you know.
Yeah. Did you feel like there were things in place in your environment, in society, in your upbringing that made you feel ready to face it? Because this is what we're talking about now. Not to make all of us sound old, but it was a few years ago. Now everyone is, well, not everyone, but again, the media landscape is quite pro-LGBT. If not pro-LGBT, at least it's coming up in conversation, you know? So 10 years ago, are we talking about how many years ago are we talking about where you guys were getting together?
6, 7 years ago,
you know? I think at that point, gay marriage had become legal in Malta. So it was like, legally, it's okay. It's in conversation. But do we really have the tools at hand to accept ourselves? I mean, that's kind of part of it. Eh? It takes long,
mm-hmm.
because you don't know how to deal with it. There's no guidebook. Yeah. There's no gay agenda telling you this is how to be gay. No. This is what you have to do. This is how to come out.
Definitely. In my case, I feel... obviously, it depends on the time, in the sense, because Tina is older than me. Sorry, I have to say on camera.
She had to say it.
I think in her time, and obviously correct me if I'm wrong, it was much harder than when I had to come out. When I came out, I was surrounded by a group of, like, I don't know, maybe 12 lesbian friends or more.
Compared to me having no lesbian friends at all.
Exactly. So I think it was, you know, a different time. I think it wasn't the tools that helped me. I think it's more that the people surrounding me. So there are more open-minded people, you know.
You
I
had feel, a good support system.
Exactly, a great support system and more open-minded people, as in, as horrible as it is to say when I came out, example, my grandparents had passed away. It's horrible to say, obviously, I miss them dearly, but that would have been another huge hurdle of how am I going to come out to my grandparents, you know, who are, you know, a certain age, who, you know, are maybe a bit more close-minded than obviously we are today. So I do think the time, you know, that we came out and makes a huge difference, and probably for you.
Yes, and I can see even from now, sort of, you see the younger generation, it's becoming a little bit more... Oh, I see it more open, more around you, parties that are parties literally for gay people. So never did we have those kind of parties in our time, which I'm sure helps and makes it easier. I don't know if it is easier, because I still feel that the journey of finding who you are, accepting yourself and all, can still be a little bit... not difficult, but not as easy, I would say. So, yes, I think it was a different time. And today, there is definitely tools that can help when it comes to coming out to your friends and family.
Do you feel, Martina, that now that you are out and you are a media personality, that will help people with their coming out process? Because, I mean... you obviously had to do this where you come out to yourself, you come out to your friends and family, and then you've got a job where your job is literally to talk about your life on air
yes.
to thousands of people.
I would love to hope so. So I really do hope that there's some kind of, maybe not inspiration, but maybe I'm helping anyone out there who's finding it hard to accept themselves, or maybe finding it hard to tell their friends or family. So making me waking up in the morning, going on air and speaking about my relationship with Emma, as making it as normal as possible. And this is what I really wanted to do from the very beginning. And even the way I kind of announced it on air, there was never any announcement. There wasn't like, hi, I'm gay, I'm in a relationship. So there was never anything of that, because I thought even in a heterosexual relationship, there's no, hi, I'm straight and I'm going out with this person. So I thought the same, I'm not going to be doing, hi, I'm gay. So I just casually mentioned Emma in conversation, and obviously JD and John, who are my co-hosts on the morning show, asked me, so who's Emma? And I'm like, she's my girlfriend. And they kind of, yeah. So it was like, really, I mean, the support I got from both my co-hosts, John and JD, was amazing. I found it really helped me, and I really found it helped also anyone who's listening to the show, for anyone who's going through this acceptance, and for parents. I think even for parents, where they see Illa, you know, this person speaking about her girlfriend, and the guys are just, you know,
treating her normally, you know, pleasing her maybe.
I hate using the word normal, but that's it, treating me normally, like I'm speaking about any that sort of, even if I'm in a relationship with a man, which made it, let's make it acceptable. I want people to accept it. I don't want anyone to judge the fact that I'm going out with a woman. So it was actually really good when I look back and I see my coming out experience, because we're coming out every day. That's what we tell Emma. So until a week ago, my hairdresser was a new hairdresser in the salon, asked me, so are you married with kids? I said, no, I have a girlfriend. And she's like, yeah. So we're always coming out. There's no, you come out and it's done. It's never done. It's like you come out and you go to a hotel abroad and they ask, yeah, okay, so you're a couple. Yes, we are. So we're always coming.
Two beds or one?
It's one double bed.
I think as you go along and over the years, it's just the way kind of you normalize coming out, and you don't make it like one huge kind of big announcement. So really funny, a few weeks ago, coincidentally, my colleague, an ex-colleague who worked at the previous company where I worked, told me, she's like, remember when you told me kind of you're gay? I said, how did I tell you? She's like, we're on the way to a client meeting in the car with other colleagues of ours, and Tina was on Vibe on radio, like on the radio station, and I literally just went, so I need to tell you something. I have a girlfriend. I like girls. And she's the one you're listening to now on the radio. And when she told me that, one, I cannot recall the experience. It was around 6 years ago. Two, I find it completely bizarre. Because nowadays, you know, as Tina was saying, how she came out on air, you know, just the natural thing. Nowadays, I don't do that at all. It's just like part of a natural conversation of not even saying, because I like girls or I have a girlfriend, you know. It's just saying, like, what did you do this weekend? I went to cinema with Martina, example. It's not a huge coming out kind of story as it was back then. But look at that, 6 years ago, and I came out many years before that. But 6 years ago, I was still doing it in this big hole type of announcement way. So no, nowadays I have a theory
because for all the times I felt awkward answering I have a girlfriend, I just want, I know it's a cheeky way of doing this, but I say, oh yeah, like, let me say it, because I know that they're gonna feel awkward. So now I just always think, make them feel awkward. So it's like, I have a girlfriend, and there's that 3 seconds of silence of they're like, okay, what did you say? What am I going to say? So always think, for whoever's listening, make them feel awkward. You shouldn't be feeling awkward. It's fine. Reverse of roles.
That's amazing. That's a really, really good point, actually.
I just love doing it.
She really does love doing it.
It's just like, you know what? Let's throw it onto them now. And now I'm doing it too often. For some reason, I'm always saying, no, we're girlfriends. Because another thing that we have is, your sisters,
everyone, but everyone thinks like, yes, even our parents in the beginning.
Well, I didn't think we're sisters, our parents,
but they thought we looked very similar.
But like, your sisters, no, we're girlfriends, and the awkwardness, Yastra. I feel sorry for people who once we tell them.
I think it's very confusing for people because they see two women who are very close to each other, and it just doesn't compute. They're like, but sisters, friends, very good friends, clearly very good friends. It's like, no, we're a lot more than friends, thank you. Yes, lovers.
And if you think about it, to be honest, I don't think I go to like a man and woman and say, are you brother and sister, without knowing it's if they're girlfriend and boyfriend or not. So I think it just happens to girls.
But hopefully it will. I think with time, hopefully people would start understanding that when they see this bond between two girls, not to automatically think they're sisters, but to even assume that they might be lovers. So yes, hopefully it would change, but it obviously, I understand, it will take a bit of time.
Thanks for listening to More Than Friends. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on your platform of choice to get notified about our next episode. If you or someone you know is struggling with their sexuality, there's help out there. ARC, Richmond Foundation, and MGRM offer support services for people of all ages.